وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لِيَذَّكَّرُوا وَمَا يَزِيدُهُمْ إِلَّا نُفُورًا.
We have expounded the truth in diverse ways in this Quran, that they might take it to heart. But all this only aggravates their aversion.
قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ مَعَهُ آلِهَةٌ كَمَا يَقُولُونَ إِذَا لَبْتَغَوْا إِلَى ذِي الْعَرْشِ سَبِيلًا.
Say, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, had there been other gods with him, as they claim, they would surely have attempted to find a way to the Lord of the throne.
سبحانه وتعالى عما يقولون علوا كبيرا.
Holy is He and far above all that they say.
تسبح له السماوات السبع والأرض ومن فيهن وإن من شيء إلا يسبح بحمده ولكن لا تفقهون تسبيحهم إنه كان حليما غفورا.
The seven heavens, the earth, and all that is within them give glory to Him. There is nothing but gives glory to Him with His praise, though you do not understand their hymns of praise. He is most forbearing, exceedingly forgiving, and all that is within them give glory to Him. The universe and all that there is in it bear ample testimony to the fact that its Creator, Master, and Lord is free from every blemish, weakness, and fault. He is far too exalted to have anyone as an associate or partner in His Godhead.
وَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ جَعَلْنَا بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ حِجَابًا مَسْتُورًا.
When you recite the Quran, we place a hidden barrier between you and those who do not believe in the hereafter.
وَجَعَلْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً أَن يَفْقَهُوهُ وَفِي آذَانِهِمْ وَقْرًا وَإِذَا ذَكَرْتَ رَبَّكَ فِي الْقُرْآنِ وَحْدَهُ وَلَّوْا عَلَىٰ أَدْبَارِهِمْ نُفُورًا.
And we place a covering on their hearts so that they do not comprehend it. And we cause a heaviness in their ears. And when you mention your Lord, the only true Lord, in the Quran, they turn their backs in aversion. And we cause a heaviness in their ears.
When a man denies the hereafter, it naturally leads to his heart being sealed and his ears becoming incapable of heeding the message of the Quran. For the very cornerstone of the Quranic message to man is that he should not be deceived by the external manifestations of this worldly life. What is true and what is false is not going to be determined in this world, but will be made manifest in the hereafter. Good deed is that which will earn a reward in the hereafter regardless of the hardship to which it may subject its doer in this world. Wrong is the deed that will incur punishment in the hereafter, irrespective of how enjoyable and beneficial it may be in the present life. But the person who does not believe in the hereafter will scarcely pay attention to this Quranic message.
They turn their backs in aversion.
The unbelievers of Makkah found that the Prophet, peace be upon him, regarded God as the only true Lord, to the exclusion of all other deities. It was therefore intolerable for them that the Prophet, peace be upon him, should talk only about God. They were astonished that a person should believe that God and He alone possessed virtually everything, full knowledge of the realm beyond the ken of sense perception, absolute power to do as He pleased, and total control over everything. It was inconceivable to them that someone should pay no heed to the saints by dint of whose grace people were granted offspring, the sick were healed, sagging businesses began to flourish, and all wishes were fulfilled.
نحن أعلم بما يستمعون به إذ يستمعون إليك وَإِذْ هُمْ نَجْوَى إِذْ يَقُولُ الظَّالِمُونَ إِن تَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا رَجُلًا مَسْحُورًا.
We are well aware of what they wish to hear when they listen to you, and what they say when they confer in whispers, when the wrongdoers say, "You are only following one who is bewitched. You are only following one who is bewitched."
This is an allusion to conversations among the leaders of the Meccan unbelievers. They were wont surreptitiously to listen to the Quran and then consult with one another as how they should effectively refute it. At times, they suspected that some among their ranks were gradually succumbing to the spell of the Quran. Whenever they became aware of this, they approached the persons concerned and tried to dissuade them from taking the Prophet, peace be upon him, seriously, arguing that he was under a magic spell and thus was given to saying crazy things.
انظر كيف ضربوا لك الأمثال فضلوا فلا يستطيعون سبيلا.
Just see how strange are the things they invent about you. They have altogether strayed and are unable to find the right way.
وقالوا أإذا كنا عظاما ورفاتا أإنا لمبعوثون خلقا جديدا.
They say, when we are turned to bones and particles of dust, shall we truly be raised up as a new creation?
قل كونوا حجارة أو حديدا.
Tell them, you'll be raised afresh even if you turn to stone or iron.
أَوْ خَلْقًا مِّمَّا يَكْبُرُ فِي صُدُورِكُمْ فَسَيَقُولُونَ مَنْ يُعِيدُنَا قُلِ الَّذِي فَطَرَكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ فَسَيُنْغِضُونَ إِلَيْكَ رُؤُوسَهُمْ وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَاهُ قُلْ عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُونَ قَرِيبًا.
Or any other form of creation you deem hardest of all to recreate from, they will certainly ask, "Who will bring us back to life?" Say, "He who created you in the first instance." They will shake their heads at you and inquire, "When will that be?" Say, "Perhaps that time might have drawn near." They will shake their heads at you and inquire.
The gesture referred to here consists of shaking one's head up and down, something one resorts to either to express amazement or derision.
يَوْمَ يَدْعُوكُمْ فَتَسْتَجِيبُونَ بِحَمْدِهِ وَتَظُنُّونَ إِلَّا بِثْتُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا.
On the day when he will call you and you will rise praising him in response to his call, and you will believe that you had lain in this state only for a while. And you will believe that you had lain in this state only for a while.
The period between a person's death and resurrection on the last day will appear as if no longer than, say, a few hours. One will assume that one has just had a brief sleep and been woken by the din and noise of the day of reckoning.